hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Tuscan.
What on earth is happening? WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com is the website of our guest tonight, Mark Passio. He's an occult researcher and activist, and he's got a plethora of information to share. I don't want to get into your background and give the full bio or anything. I want to jump right into it. Mark hosted the Free Your Mind Conference, both 1 and 2, which I was so humbly grateful to speak at. And his last conference, he spoke on New Age BS. A very, very hard-hitting conversation about the New Age movement and how it gets in the way of people who are fans of natural law and fans of liberty or whatever you want to call it. And we'll jump into his presentation tonight. The full presentation you can find at his website, whatonearthishappening.com. Mark Passio, thanks for coming on.
Bob, thank you so much for inviting me back on your show. Always great to be here.
Now, we don't have the BS alarm like we did at the conference.
The BS buzzer, yeah.
BS buzzer, yeah. I should have loaded something up to get the BS buzzer ready. For those that don't know what we're talking about, you'll have to see the full talk. But we'll break down some of these New Age movements or New Age topics and discuss how they don't jive with natural law and reality, for that matter. And we've talked about how the powers that shouldn't be, as I like to call them, the Satanists, the scumbags, whatever you want to call them, how they have latched on to certain principles, certain tenets. Well, the New Age movement embodies some of these various tenets of the Satanists. Isn't that right?
Yeah, there's some overlap there, and most people wouldn't think of it as such, but one of the big things that both of these movements, if you want to call it that, propagate, really they're religions, if we want to be accurate about it. And I say that in the classical sense of the word religion, religion coming from the Latin language, the verb religare, meaning to tie back or to bind, to thwart from forward progress. A religion is a set of dogmatic tenets that is calcified in belief, entrenched in a belief system that ultimately holds you back from where you want to go. And I would qualify that and say that that's the definition of a false religion. Okay, a true religion is something that reunites you with truth, and then it gets you to where you say you want to go in life or in any given society. So we're talking about a false religion here that is basically taking people off a real spiritual path. And what these this religion, this false religion that I put under the umbrella term the New Age movement. Okay, what it has in common with things like dark occultism and Satanism is mainly the concept of moral relativism. Moral relativism is the idea that there is no such thing as objective right and objective wrong that exists independently from human perception. This is the ideology or the religion known as moral relativism. And if a society continues to base their tenets in moral relativism, their underlying foundational beliefs, if they are based in moral relativism, that society is forever enslaved. This is what I call in my explanation of natural law, the law of freedom. The law of freedom essentially states that as morality increases in a given society, freedom increases in that society. And as morality declines or wanes in any given society, freedom declines or wanes in that society. So morality and freedom are proportional, and morality and enslavement are inversely proportional. Again, to go back to your question, the main tenet that is shared with the New Age movement and the dark occult ideologies is the idea that there is no such thing as an objective standard of right and wrong behavior, that these things are relative and they are simply constructural and only exist in the human mind, and they are judgment decisions or basically decisions of whim. And we can essentially make up whatever we want right and wrong to be. That's called moral relativism, and it's the overarching ideology that is keeping humanity enslaved worldwide.
This is fascinating stuff. Again, we're talking to Mark Passio about his speech that he gave at the Free Your Mind Conference. It's also a lecture. How long of a slideshow, a lecture is it on YouTube? Didn't you put out like 6 hours, something like that?
Yeah, there's two versions of it out there. The first one was from the actual Free Your Mind 2 conference itself that took place back in April of 2013. My presentation was on April 27th. In the evening, and that lecture is just over about an hour and 10 minutes or so, an hour and 15 minutes, possibly something like that, including the introduction. So that's the abbreviated version that I actually gave live at the past conference. But then on my podcast series, I gave an extended presentation version, a video podcast edition, and I wanted to really flesh out these concepts, these New Age deceptions, in a deeper way for people and go into more lengthy explanations of them. And so I put together about a 7-hour video podcast. And someone, one of my listeners, was nice enough to put my slides that I put up on the website to that podcast. So he made it into a video podcast, and I shared that on my YouTube channel. So both of those are available for free for viewing or download at my website, whatonearthishappening.com, in the video section.
One of my reoccurring criticisms of the New Age movement has to do with the secret. I'm doing air quotes here. It's basically right. The idea of the law of attraction, that if you think a certain way, that everything's going to come to you, and you just got to think positively, and so on and so forth. I mean, I think that's so Pollyannish, it's not even funny. You take on the secret in your talk, don't you?
Yes, I do. In my lecture at the Free Your Mind Conference, this is what I called New Age Deception Number 6, or what I called the watered-down version of the laws of attraction. So in the New Age community, the law of attraction is basically stated as you think, so you will be, or you know, whatever you hold prevalently in your mind, that's what's going to manifest. And there's a lot of subtle issues with this concept. Now, in general, I concur with that overarching way of looking at the world and reality, but they put it out there in such a watered-down and simplistic way, and it's done in a way that actually reinforces the ego, and I'll elaborate on this a little bit. It isn't just holding an idea in your mind and feeling it with your emotions and then it's suddenly going to manifest in reality. There's more involved to it than that, and that's kind of the way The Secret puts this notion out. There's more to it than that. You have to be unified in your thoughts, emotions, and actions. And this is what the New Age variant of the law of attraction leaves out of the equation. If you are thinking and feeling one way, but your actions betray your thoughts and your emotions and you act in a different way, that's non-congruence. That is true dualistic thinking. You're not in unified consciousness. You are in dualism at that point. And that's the main thing that dualism is really about. You know, it isn't about understanding that there's really good and evil in the world. It isn't about understanding that there's right and wrong in the world. Those aren't dualistic concepts. Those are real dualisms. When the New Age talks about dualism, it kind of like wants to group everything together and say that it's all just one thing. Well, it isn't. Good and evil exist. Right and wrong exist. These are real, actual dualisms that exist in the world and exist in nature. But the dualism that I'm talking about is internal contradiction. Okay, it's us doing something that betrays how we think and what we say we want. And if your actions betray those things, you're not going to bring the things that you say you want into manifestation in the world.
Justin, show.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, we're talking with Mark Passio, the secret Mark. Let's pick it up with that.
Sure. To basically summarize why the New Age movement puts out a watered-down variant of the so-called law of, or laws of attraction, it leaves action largely out of the equation, the sacred masculine component, which is ultimately required to really create true and positive and lasting change in the physical world. And it is largely geared, the New Age variant of the laws of attraction, that is, to service to self and rooted in ego. You know, they're trying to teach this from a perspective of, well, do you want the new car or the new job or the new house or, you know, et cetera and so forth. This is all rooted in the modality of service to self. It isn't even really deeply rooted in service to others, but most of all, the thing that would make it the real law of attraction is if we would turn our attention to service to truth. That's what is really going to root us in natural law and get us to work with the real law of attraction, which is what natural law is. The understanding of the difference between right and wrong behavior and then willfully choosing the right action over the wrong action. Those are the real laws of attraction, the laws of conscience, the laws of morality. And that's sadly what the bulk of the world doesn't understand, and it's why we're in a condition of slavery as a species. So that's what I would say is the main differences that I have with the New Age variant of the law of attraction. It's not as based in action as it should be. It's not based in service to truth, but it is instead based in service to the self or the ego. And it does not take natural law into consideration as the real laws which are ultimately governing the consequences of behavior and explaining that as the ultimate laws of attraction. So I would consider it at the very best a very watered down variant.
We were talking about the overlap between the tenets of Satanism, for lack of a better description, and the New Age movement. And one of the tenets that come to mind is solipsism. The
right.
belief that, and I hope I don't butcher this, the belief that truth is subjective.
Yeah, essentially it's the idea that there is no such thing as truth at all and only perception exists. And this is actually something where the New Age community or the New Age movement and Satanism drastically diverge. They don't see eye to eye on this at all. However, they are the same in so far as they both propagate the notion of solipsism. And people will say, whoa, how could that possibly be? If they diverge on this and they don't think alike when it comes to solipsism, why do they both propagate it? Allow me to explain. The idea, solipsism, and let me spell that for the listeners who aren't familiar with this ideology. It's S-O-L-I-P-S-I-S-M, solipsism. Solipsism. And this is the idea that one can never really truly know anything, that actual knowledge at a very, very fundamental base level does not exist, that there is only perception, that there is only opinion, that one can only ever see something through a lens and not actually come to truly know anything. So solipsism comes from Latin. Adjective in Latin, solus, it means alone. You know, that's where we get the word soul or solitary. And then the Latin pronoun ipse is where the second part of the root of the word solipsism comes from. That means the self. It's a pronoun meaning self. So we put them together and we have solipsism, alone by the self, alone all by the self. And that's really what it is. It's the notion that only one's own perceptions are sure to exist, and nothing outside of the self is real or exists, and that's all an illusion, and no one else is really here. You're just dreaming the world, and nothing outside of your own mind is sure, and hence there's no real objective reality. There's nothing that can be known about the world or its workings or, you know, anything about morality or natural law. Nothing can be absolutely true. It's all relative. It's all subjective. So that's what solipsism is. And the New Age community is very much propagating this very dangerous, poisonous ideology, because It's a very slippery slope from believing in solipsism to go right into the realm of moral relativism and then start accepting anything, start accepting all levels of evil, social Darwinism, eugenics, totalitarianism, etc. Because, hey, if nothing's true, then nothing could truly be right or wrong. It's all just perception. It's all, you know, just opinion. So, totalitarianism wouldn't be evil or wrong. It's just an experience, you know. It's just a perception. That's the danger of this type of ideology worming its way into human consciousness. So the New Age community propagates this and accepts it. There, now, here's the difference between the way the New Age community and the dark occult networks view solipsism. And I'll explain this. In dark occultism, particularly in Satanism, solipsism is considered among its own adherents, among the religion of Satanism and dark occultism, to be one of the most deplorable, loathsome things that the dark occult practitioner themselves could possibly ever believe in. It is frowned upon. It is actually considered a sin in these religions. And yes, they do have what they consider sins. Okay? So this notion of not believing that there is anything, such thing as objective truth, is considered a sin in Satanism, because they want to know the objective truth and withhold it from other people so that they can wield power over other people, because they're in the know and other people are remaining in ignorance. That's how their entire system of control works. So to a Satanist or a dark occultist themselves, solipsism is highly frowned upon and is said never to be engaged in by the dark occult practitioner. However, their methodology of mind control is to constantly promote solipsism, is to get other people to believe in this religion, in this ideology. Because if you can get somebody to believe that there's no such thing as truth, you can pretty much probably get them to accept anything, any lie that you can put out there, you can get them to buy into. Okay, because nothing can truly be verified, it's only a matter of opinion. So if we can get you to latch on to an ideology that really isn't true just by accepting it as your own opinion or your own preference, then, you know, we're going to ultimately control your behavior. And that's what they're doing. They're propagating solipsism. Again, behind the New Age publishing community, and this was going on through Lucius Trust and many other New Age publishing houses, the dark occultists are controlling the information that's coming out of the New Age community. They're putting this out there through their own control of publishing, book publishing houses, and not only that, through what they would consider useful dupes, you know, just useful idiots who latch on to whatever ideology they want to throw out there, package it up real nice, and sell it to unsuspecting people because you're telling them what they want to hear. So it's a very lucrative business, deal that they have going in these publishing communities. And again, from firsthand knowledge of working with dark occult organizations in my past, and for anybody that wants to look up that history and that background, you could do that extensively on my website. From working with Satanists and dark occultists in my past, they told me directly that they were involved in the control of these publishing houses in the New Age community, and that they were going to be more and more turning up the heat and putting more and more out there into the community about that deals with solipsism. And I feel one of the main things that they did regarding this was the complete and utter mind job known as I'm trying to think of the name of it. It was the Course in Miracles. The Course in Miracles.
I want to hear more about that in just a second, Mark.
Sure.
All right.
You got it.
The Bob Dustin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Talking with Mark Passio tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Of course, his website. What on earth is happening? Mark, you were telling me about something before we went to break. Tell me more.
Yeah, the notion of solipsism as propagated in the New Age community, this notion that nothing can ever really be known, it's all just a perception, the physical world is a complete illusion and really doesn't matter, and you know, you're here to somehow extrapolate your ego from connection with the material realm and, you know, escape this world or something to that of that nature. This is propagated in things like The Course in Miracles and other, you know, sideline ideologies that go hand in hand with it. I think that this, really is just a poor excuse for not taking any action and not really standing up for human rights and just accepting slavery. You know, I tell people all the time that what the whole New Age community, the whole New Age movement, not community, I shouldn't say that, but the whole New Age movement in general is there to do is act as a religion to take people off their real mission that they came here, that they incarnated on this planet to achieve. And that was to lead a slave rebellion on Earth and end slavery on this planet. That's what we came here to do as truth warriors. And the people who got wrapped up in the New Age movement fell off of that mission. They got derailed from that mission. And that's why they're propagating and buying into notions such as solipsism that, you know, oh, it's all just an experience and nothing is really true at a fundamental level. And that's just an excuse not to act. That's all it really comes down to. It's a coward's way out saying, oh, it's like religion. It's like any other religion. Oh, the real world doesn't matter. You know, the physical world doesn't matter. It's all an illusion. It's all Maya. Okay. And I get all the quantum physics stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I get all the things about, you know, delving deeper and deeper into matter. You realize it's really nothing but energy and vibration. I get it. I fully get it. That doesn't mean what happens in this place does not matter. Because it does. Because that's what is actually imbuing the experience we're having here in the physical domain with meaning and purpose. And it does matter. And we are responsible for what we create here in every moment. So, you know, this very dangerous notion of accepting a solipsistic worldview, again, it's just an excuse and it is just a way of getting out of one's personal responsibility to act rightly and to change things here in the physical domain. That's all it is.
What are some of the other aspects of the New Age movement you take on?
Well, you know, there's many. Ignoring the negative, that's the big one. You know, that's almost like the New Age mantra. Don't look at it if it's negative. You know, how many times have we tried to tell somebody who is infected with this nonsensical religion that there's really bad things happening all around us, and we really need to start becoming aware, waking other people up, and then taking action to correct it. And they'll say, oh, you're so negative. You shouldn't be negative. You're drawing more of that to you by even focusing on that. No, you're not. See, it works exactly the other way around. The more you ignore something that is actually taking place and you don't address it, you're guaranteed to get more of that dynamic. You are guaranteed to get more of that polarity. There is nothing that is ever negative about having knowledge about something that is wrong, that needs correcting and adjustment. What is negative is ignorance. Ignorance is always negative. To ignore that which is, you are guaranteed to create more of it. So this dynamic of, you know, creating, you know, of what we're getting actually works the exact opposite way that the New Age community is trying to tell people, is trying to sell to people that it works. It does not work that if you pay attention to what's going on that's negative, you get more negativity. Okay, that is not how reality works at all. Again, if you ignore what is happening that is negative, you are ensuring that that dynamic is going to continue and grow worse, and you are going to be more and more affected by it. Some of the other deceptions is, you know, that we should never experience the emotion of anger, that this is somehow something that, you know, it exists in the world. The creator of the universe blessed us with all of the entire range of human emotions, and somehow this one is off limits. We're never to experience it. We are never to feel it. And that's nonsense. It's just pure nonsense and just should be rejected out of hand. There's a purpose for anger. As long as that anger is justifiable, it is righteous indignation. It is not just, you know, anger that is completely unchanneled. Okay? And as long as that anger is being used as a motivating force to channel our behavior in the right direction. It's not just, you know, unleashed randomly. Okay? It needs to be channeled and then employed to ultimately underlie right action. Okay, when we get angry about something that really needs to be changed in this world because we're seeing a lot of, you know, inequities and just, you know, wrongdoing constantly done, injustices on a never-ending basis, it seems, the proper emotional response to that dynamic is getting angry and using that anger as a motivational force to underlie our behavior to change things and set them right. That's the proper use of anger, and that's what anger is there to be felt for. Some of the other deceptions, you have accept everything. You know, everything's just an experience, and so you should accept everything. Never resist, because, oh, what you resist, you're going to get more of. Again, this idea that if you look at what's negative and then try to change it, you're guaranteeing that you're getting more of that. Again, it's all an excuse not to act. It's all an excuse to destroy the masculine dynamic. See, this is what this whole religion is about. It's about too much feminine energy and not enough masculine energy. And again, the control system is exactly the opposite. It's about too much masculine energy, not enough feminine energy. So these two polarities play off against each other to keep the system of slavery going endlessly. There's no balance in either one of these perspectives. So, you know, the New Age community will tell people just accept everything. You know, the more you resist something, the more of it you're going to get. Nonsense. The more you don't resist the slavery system, the more you're going to be in bondage, and you're going to go deeper into bondage. The more you say, oh, I have to just accept this because this is the way things are. No, it's not the way things, it may be the way things are, but it's not the way things should be. There is a way things should be, and we should work to try to make them the way that they should be. And that dynamic is in harmony with the laws of morality, of right and wrong. If something is morally wrong because it's harming someone and you have no right to be doing that harm, that behavior needs to be made to stop by force if necessary. And this is another thing. Part of the other aspect of the New Age lie is there's never a time to use force. You know, New Agers would say, oh, we should give up our Second Amendment right. We should never, you know, Second Amendment protected right, I should say. It's an inherent right to be able to defend yourself with force with a weapon. You know, they'll say, oh, well, why would you ever want to own a semi-automatic gun? Why would you ever want to own a semi-automatic pistol? You know, because there's evil people in this world, you know, who do evil behaviors. And if you're not willing to protect yourself from it, you're meat on the table for the psychopath. Let's just put it, say it just the way that it is. And that's really what's happening in this world, because the population has too much right brain imbalance, and the so-called dominators of this world, the people that think they're our masters, have too much left brain imbalance. A world of slavery is being built right before our eyes, because there's really no people who understand the dynamic of balance, of getting out of both left brain and right brain imbalance. This system of slavery is perpetuated and continues. And the people in the New Age community have to understand they've bought a lie, they've bought into a religion. And that religion is the religion of standing down, the religion of not taking action, the religion of too much feminine energy, not enough masculine energy to balance that feminine energy. And it becomes a negative feminine force if it's left to go unchecked. And that's where many of the people who have been derailed from their true mission to stand up against this slavery system and ultimately end it have found themselves. They found themselves in what I call the cul-de-sac, the spiritual cul-de-sac. They're going round and around in a circle like a hamster on a wheel being fed fake spirituality that has absolutely nothing to do with the real laws of attraction. And they believe that they know. See, that's the other hard, difficult part to take people out of this mind control dynamic, because it's much more difficult to take somebody to the truth when they already think they've discovered it and they've been fed a substitute in place of the real thing. They've been fed a simulacra, so to speak. It is something that appears to be the real thing, but it is actually a fake variant of it. And therefore, they think that they've come to true spirituality already, when in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Real spirituality is the understanding, the deep understanding, okay, that one, there's two aspects to enlightenment. That's the sacred feminine principle of non-aggression combined with the sacred masculine principle of self-defense.
All right, more with Mark Passio when we come back.
The Bob Justin Show.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Passio's website, whatonearthishappening.com. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, where I had left off is talking about what true spirituality, or what I like to call streetwise spirituality, really is. I like to consider myself a teacher of streetwise spirituality. None of this namby-pamby stuff, you know, this seeing the world through rose-colored glasses. We need to get streetwise about what's really going on this planet, you know, and toughen up and really just, you know, stop saying that it's all just love and light, because it's not. You know, it's going to take knowledge and willpower to get out of this situation that we've worked ourselves into. And, you know, what real spirituality is, contrary to what the New Age movement will try to tell you, is it's a combination of the two major principles that constitute enlightenment. And that is the sacred masculine combined with the sacred feminine. Both of them have to go hand in hand. They have to be wedded together. The sacred feminine principle is the principle of non-aggression. Do not initiate violence against your fellow beings, period. That's it. Don't cause harm. But that has to be combined with the sacred masculine principle of self-defense, that we have the inherent right to use defensive physical force when our rights and freedoms and persons and property are come under attack by violence. When violence is initiated against us, we maintain at all times and places the inherent right to defend ourselves with the use of force. And this is what the state tries to constantly erode. And they are doing it not only through their laws, but through religion. Religion is eroding that mentally in people's minds, making them think that they don't have an inherent right to defend themselves. And we absolutely do have that right. And it needs to be stood up for and exercised. And the New Age movement wants no part of that because they're cowards. I'm just going to come out and just say it how it really is. They're really cowards who don't want to stand up to a bully. That's all it's really about. See, it's about not taking action, not standing up to a bully, not exercising your right to self-defense, and just letting evil run amok. That's what this religion has become. That's what the New Age movement has become, the religion of. Those are all the hallmarks of this. It's ultimately not taking a stance against evil. Because taking a stance against evil means you are using your willpower to stand forcefully within the truth. And you're not going to be budged from that position, okay? Even if, you know, like waves come in from the ocean and break against you, you know, it doesn't make a difference what kind of energy comes in. You're going to stand in the power of that truth no matter what occurs. And the people in the New Age movement don't have willpower like that, you know, because they've been taught that the world is somehow magically different than the way it really is. And the way it really is it's run by violent psychopaths that need to be stood up against and ultimately put down if necessary. And that's what most people don't have the will to say or do. To say or do. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take nothing less than that. And, you know, people who think that the world's going to be meditated into a state of peace, I'm all for meditation for balancing the brain hemispheres. But the improper use of meditation is just thinking that that's what's going to create actual real world change. You know, that's about creating internal change and balancing the hemispheres of the brain so you can really take in knowledge and understand it and process it and then act upon it effectively. But don't think you're going to sit there in a lotus position and suddenly magically meditate slavery away. It's going to take action to get rid of slavery in this world. And again, the ultimate thing, my ultimate point here when it comes to the New Age movement is it's a religion to destroy action. To destroy the masculine component. And it's a religion to take people off of real spirituality, which is the full, definitive knowing of the difference between right and wrong. And above all else, real spirituality is the full, definitive, decisive knowing that there is no such thing as authority. Authority is an illusion. There is no authority vested in human beings. Not on this planet. There's no authority vested in any other three-dimensional beings. Anywhere in the 3D universe. There is no authority. There is one authority in the entire cosmos. And that is the laws of morality that were put into effect in this universe, in this multiverse, in this entire cosmos by the creator of the universe. That is the one and only authority that does, ever has, and ever will exist. And no man is an authority over any other man or any other being. And that's what people have to get through their thick skulls, their thick brainwashed skulls. Okay? There is no such thing as authority. It is an illusion. It does not exist. There is no such thing as legitimized slavery. When we're talking about authority, that's the notion that people, there's a certain class of people who have the right to issue commands, a moral right to issue these commands and call them laws, and then there's another class of people who are their subjects who have a moral obligation to obey the commands, whether they're in harmony with the laws of nature, the laws of morality or not. okay? And there is no such thing. This is an illusion. It is a constructualized idea that exists only in the minds of man, okay? And it needs to be completely abolished and eradicated in thought, in belief. It needs to go. And this is, believe me, I'm no naive human being, folks. Anyone out there listening to me, I know how far we are away from that. I know how totally brainwashed this culture is, how totally brainwashed my fellow man is. And I'm telling you, we're so far away from that, it's unbelievable. But you know what? I'm going to speak the truth unapologetically and forcefully, no matter where we're at as a species, no matter where consciousness is at right now. Because that's the only way people are ever going to eventually get this message. We have to continue to put it out there with words. We have to continue to try to educate our fellow human beings and pull them up by the force of our willpower, okay, out of the darkness and into the light of truth. And that's what the New Age movement as a religion ultimately is preventing from occurring because of the very subtle, dastardly deceptions that it is teaching people. And that's what I'm here to do, is to dispel those deceptions and to bring true streetwise spirituality to the people.
That doesn't make me feel all warm and gushy inside, Mark, so I'm going to disregard everything you just said, because I don't feel all happy joy about it, man.
There we go. There's another deception, that spirituality and truth should actually make you feel good all the time. That's the goal of it. Don't you know that, Bob? The goal of coming to enlightenment, coming to an understanding of what's truly going on both within yourself and around you in your environment, is to make you all warm and fuzzy inside. And to
honey,
make you
give
feel
me
good
some
positive.
Soma, dear. Give me some Soma. Mark's making me feel all upset again.
You're supposed to meditate 10 hours a day so that you're in a state that is, far more out of it than if you had smoked, a pile of opium, you know? That's what excessive meditation and, will do to somebody. It'll put you in such a right brain state. You won't even want to get up and do anything. You won't be able to focus. You won't be able to concentrate. You won't be able to process knowledge, you know? There needs to be balance, folks. It's about taking in knowledge, understanding it through processing it, and then developing the heart, the care within yourself to then use what you have come to understood in the right way in the world by taking physical action in the world, by broadcasting your ideas, by talking to people around you, by creating things, create videos, create podcasts, create books, create audio, create videos, put this information back out there to people. That's taking action in the real world through creation, through the creative feminine energy. And this is what most people aren't doing. They're armchair quarterbacks. They're sitting back saying, I have it all figured out. See, that's what the New Age movement tries to convince people. It's all just about you coming to some level of so-called enlightenment, okay? And you're okay. And then you don't get involved in somebody else's spiritual journey. That's theirs, okay? And this is completely wrong. This is saying you don't have a responsibility to educate your fellow man. Well, you do have that responsibility. We are responsible for what people don't know. If we know it and we're silent about telling other people who don't know it, then you are responsible. You're essentially holding that knowledge back if you're not putting it out there and broadcasting it and speaking it and writing it and conveying it in whatever media that you can in as freely and as widely a way as possible. If you're not doing that, okay, I tell people all the time, I don't want people writing to me and say, oh, thank you so much for what you do. I don't mind when people do that. But you know what would be so much better? If you wrote to me and you told me, here's what I've done. I want to Google your name or search engine, whatever search engine, your name. And I want to see tons of pages, tons of websites talking about your work. I want to see YouTube channels. I want to see YouTube videos of work you've done. Put it out there. Don't just say what a great job I'm doing with this. Help us do it.
I feel the same way, Mark, and thanks so much for coming on. WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com. We'll do it again.
Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.